Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And UnitedHealthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's an edge to this week. Everyone's picked their own test team. It's Lions versus South Africa. Welcome to Raw.
Oh, that was good.
I just try to channel my inner Greenwood. I reckon I could do better. The thing is, I just made that up on the spot. I know he's written everything he says.
Well, no, if you let him write one, it'd be like Shakespearean quality.
Yeah.
A wordsmith.
What, you saying that wasn't wordy enough?
No, it's brilliant. It's brilliant, mate. I loved it.
You know, when we say, just before we record, we say, right, you start or I start. I was like just trying to think of something, you know, like inspirational to say. Sort of like saying this is your Penavan. This is your Cadder Idris. Your Snowden. It's a three Welsh piece.
This is your Lansdowne Road in Bath.
Quite steep. It's very steep. We got a little bit of a surprise, a little bit of a deal for the listeners, haven't we?
Yeah, dealio.
It's 10% off Field and Flower barbecue cuts. It's delivered across the UK 7 days a week. When does it expire, my friend?
It expires Monday or Sunday, rather. But midnight, so it's midnight Sunday the 8th. So if you get to Monday, it's gone. Midnight Sunday the 8th of August, well, obviously 2021, obviously. Mm. But get it in before Sunday the 8th of August or by Sunday the 8th. And the code is, Tommy, the discount code is all capitals.
Lions BBQ. All right.
Yeah.
I think I've explained that pretty well.
10% off.
Yep, you got it.
10% off. Apply the code. You get 10% off any order. Single use. You can't use it with any other offer. Mainland UK postcodes only. Minimum order spend £39.50.
Easily done, boy.
So it'd be really, really nice. And get into it and cook it and eat it.
Yeah, and we've also got another competition going to be running when we do the Instagram lives. That's with Purity and Field and Flower. And we'll get all the details over to you either before the Instagram or on the Instagram. And you can win meat, you can win beer. My two favourite things in life.
That and ruggers. I saw the list of what's going to be in that box for that competition. It is actually a joke. It's tons. So,
literally,
just so the listeners know, we don't get sample boxes of those competition packs, which is quite annoying. So, anyway, good luck. I'll start off with something punchy if you want. I mean, I hate this heat and I want it to go. Hate it. Absolutely hate it. I'm suffering. As you know, I've got a little convertible car that I like to drive around in with my French bulldog, and went to a lovely wedding yesterday in Surrey, and driving back today with the roof down, I had to put the roof back up and put the aircon on, even on the motorway, even at 70. I could not take it.
I had to screw
pardon
I had to I also had to insert no it's got the same way I had to erect.
For Christ's sake!
A washing machine, a washing line, mate. I had to put washing line into the ground. All right, and you get given a little adapter which you got to screw into the ground. and it's about 8 inches long, the adapter.
Yeah.
And it was horrific.
Oh, mate.
Yep. I came in and I sat down at the table. I've had 3 different t-shirts on today. My wife said, "You look like Voldemort." She never says stuff like that to me.
Yeah. She never talks to you.
And I bought flowers at the weekend. Yeah. And the reason I'm a little bit late, probably 3 or 4 minutes, David, is because at this time of night, it's 6:45 on a Sunday night. It's bedtime for my 2-year-old. He's nearly 3. And I can't get away from him. I can't shake him. He's like a shadow. He's like Paolo Maldini. He won't leave you alone.
Morning after a curry fart, isn't he?
He just man marks me. He man marks me out of the game. And
I went in Puyol.
I went into the car. I went into one of the cars out. When I say cars, we've got 2, like a normal family. And I reckon 10 seconds in, and I was dripping with sweat. I had to come back in. I'm in the gym now. Makeshift gym, all right? It's a converted garage. Yeah. Just trying to get away from the heat. I think the garage might be the best place to sleep tonight.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm. It's, see, one bonus I've realised since getting home from this wedding is that, you know, we moved house. Well, we moved into a really old house and the walls are thick stone walls.
Yeah.
And walked in is actually really cool.
Like a garage.
It's quite cool.
Yeah.
It's just like a garage. And it's Baltic in winter, I expect, because the windows have basically all got holes in because they're old. But in the summer, it's a save. You know, I had over the weekend this wedding, we're in a suit, right?
Mm.
It's brutally hot, absolutely brutally hot. So I'm not a car collector. I just have one extra car than the normal 2-car household. And both cars are being used for the wedding. And the big Range Rover was, this is not good for the environment. I know that. My next car will very likely be a hybrid, yes. But this one isn't. And I had it on for long stretches with the engine running because of the aircon, because people are in suits, wedding dresses, bridesmaids, ferrying everyone around. And if you don't, it was just heaven. It was absolute heaven being able to sit in that.
What does Jeremy Clarkson think of hybrids?
He says he'll never own an electric car.
Well, then nor will you. So, whatever.
Ooh,
look at me saving the world.
No, I would get one just because you have to stop for fuel less. But wow. I do long trips, and they just don't work. They don't. Whether or not electric cars are the way to go, that is the way we are going. There might actually be better options out there, but the government has just gone so hard on it that actually it's probably just going to be, we're going to be sort of forced into electric cars, even though in some ways they're better, you fuel them less. We've also got to make and dispose of millions of tons of batteries. But anyway, it's
until they made affordable, because it was the car I've got, it was £10,000 more to get like a hybrid.
Yeah.
Paying 10 grand more.
Yeah, that's a lot. That's a lot of diesel, boy. Do you know what I mean?
Not paying 150 grand. I pay 140, but 150. Yeah, right. You must be joking.
As soon as it goes over 6 figs, you feel bad, don't you?
Do you want to know what I've been up to?
All right, actually.
Well, yeah, I'll tell you.
Wait, how was the golf? You must have been watching it, boy.
Yeah, it was. Oosterhazen was leading. Spieth was in the mix for a bit, but Colin Morikawa won it. Second major. I think he's 22 years old and he's one shot behind, leaning to the fourth day. And he stole it. He's won it by 2 or 3 shots. Brilliant for him, though. Great as well. What conditions?
Oosterhazen has won it.
No, he hasn't.
Following in the footsteps. Oh, who
won it? Morikawa won it.
Sorry, right.
Yeah.
I was going to say, because Oosterhazen would have been following in the steps of, you know, Sir Gary Player and other, I don't know who they are. I just heard Will Greenwood say it during the game. If he won it, following in the footsteps of other South Africans.
Dr. Greenwood.
Is he a doctor?
He came out with a very good explanation of what Alan Wynne-Jones has done to his shoulder. And you were right.
Oh, I missed
that. It was a sub, what do you call it?
Sublux. Yes. Subluxation. Yeah. I knew it. Mm. I got grief for that.
From who?
For saying that. Oh, well, 2 blokes at the wedding. Not any real grief. Alan Wynne-Jones, I wish Alan Wynne-Jones was my dad, except he's younger than me. But I love him. But you cannot dislocate your shoulder and play and train the next week. You cannot. You just can't.
He hasn't.
He didn't.
No.
Exactly. Knew it.
Mm. So I've jet washed the patio and I've regrouted it or pointed it, whichever way you want to do it. I filled up the paddling pool, got everything in shade, went for a nice little picnic down to Cosmoston, which is just beyond my house, and I used the red paddle bag for kept it all cool.
Yeah, it's nice, isn't it?
Lovely, mate. Absolutely lovely. So super chilled for all the drinks, sandwiches, and strawberries.
I won't go on about it, but kept my protein bars in this weekend.
Did you?
I don't have protein bars. Ollie Barkley borrowed my car and he said, I've left you a treat. I've got a fridge in my car because I'm a bit of a knob.
Snickers protein was it? You know, the special ones on the counter.
Yeah, exactly it. I'm not going to say what brand it was because I don't want to, but it was a brand of pretty. I've left them in. They're amazing, like a salty caramel one, and it was amazing. I'm not sure it's how healthy it was, but there were a few of them and I had my little cool bag, so I put those in along with some cold drinks that, I'll be honest with you, I nicked off a couple of times to the aircon zone and had a nice drink and half a protein bar to keep me going until the wedding food came out.
That is always the issue at weddings, is food, because you go for large periods without eating. It's like golf. Golf can take 5 hours sometimes, and to not eat for 5 hours is horrendous. So I've always got something in my bag. I've always got like a Naked bar, a protein bar, fruit pastels, sports chicken, mix, because I'm
chicken
sporty.
Chicken thighs in a pitta.
I had chicken wings actually for dinner. Barbecue ones, filled in flour, mate.
Oh yeah. High heat, turn them often. Oh.
Yep. I could just love them. I reckon I could do two bags of that.
Yep. Love them.
And a couple of the little pork and sage chipolatas they do as well.
So I was reading up on the open a little bit, like we're talking reading up, minute and a half, 2 minutes. And I was gonna do a settle it bet with you and bet you that somebody was gonna win it. And I literally I know so little about golf. Mm. Weird, because I host the odd golfing event, and actually, weirdly, I think I'm asked to host them because I know so little, and it can be sort of quite funny.
Yeah.
I'll introduce people, and everyone in the room will know who they are, and it's like, mate, I don't know who you are. I got someone's name wrong. Who was it? I remember in a minute. It wasn't Jordan Spieth. It was Jordan... It might be Smith. Jordan Smith?
Yeah, he's English.
And I introduced him as Jordan Spieth, and I said, he goes, Smith. I said, I don't care who you are, mate. It's not your show. And that was it. You wouldn't reckon... Yeah, he looked like he worked in a shop to me. Do you know what I mean? He could have worked in a shop. Except he looked the sort of guy who works in a shop but
collects the trolleys,
spends all his money on brand new polo shirts and baseball caps because they were immaculate. I will say that.
You should have bet. I wasn't sure.
I didn't even know how to bet. I didn't even know what to bet on for golf. Like, I don't even know. I reckon he's going to win. Gary Player's going to win 3-0. That's pathetic. So sorry about that, but I'll get back on it.
We will have to use Settlet for this weekend, mind.
Yeah, so. But I'm going to do it. I'm going to propose the bet to you.
Well, you say this every week, mate, but you don't.
I know.
You talk a great game, mate.
I know.
Oh, I'm going to get a hybrid. Oh, yeah, I'm going to start the settler bet with you this week.
Well, I will get a hybrid because it's cheaper, cheaper to run, but they don't go anywhere. I can't get very... I can only get vegan, to the motorway. Whatever. What it is, if you're in a massive car and you've got a hybrid, I don't want to get to the motorway for free, and then when I'm on the motorway, I'm in a massive car or a big family car with a 2-litre petrol engine in it. No, thank you.
I wish people could see, you know, what I'm doing now, because I'm just doing the actions of Carl Pilkington. BS man.
Oh, yeah.
Comes flying in. BS. Yeah.
Well, I would get one because Bath will very soon have either a congestion charge or they've already banned diesel commercial vehicles from the centre of Bath. There's already a ban on commercial vehicles. Soon enough, it'll be private vehicles that are, I think, diesel or diesel and petrol above a certain rating or whatever it is.
Right, emissions rating.
No, so my car will, you know, normal cars will soon be banned from Bath relatively soon. So, and I live in the middle, so I won't be able to have one. So I will have to get a hybrid, which is fine by me.
What have you cooked on the Commando Joe today?
Quite boring. I've got a chicken tonight.
Ian Wright used to advertise for them.
Exactly. I got a chicken tonight with Ian Wright. I've got a chicken ready to go downstairs, and I haven't put it on yet, but I got my charcoals going. I used to have this thing, I've got this thing called, which I just found when I moved house, called a Luftlighter, which you hold to the coals and it lights them.
Yeah.
Hold them there for a minute and it lights them. It's like a massive, powerful hairdryer, but massive, powerful fag lighter. But it's like, I'm like a, you know, like a cigarette lighter from a car thing. But now I don't need to. I can't be bothered. Even I just get the little twizzly lighter things and light those. Anyway, I can see it smoking away nicely out in the back garden. I'll put a chicken on when I'm done on the rotisserie, boy. That's the nice, Jotisserie.
That's nice. Yep. It's like pre-match, isn't it? It's the build-up.
Yep. Lovely.
Sitting down in the changing room, reading a magazine.
It'll be pucker.
Reading the program.
Lovely stuff.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term medical plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, United Healthcare Tri-Term medical plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Right, Lions. Marcus Smith, goose step, break down the right, Lewis Rees, Samet, moment of the game. Love it.
Yeah, it's the defenders don't really stop massively for the goose step. It's not like they plant their feet, but it's just enough to put them off balance for him to just scoot around the outside. And his acceleration, mate, is incredible. Like, from 0 to 60, if he was a car, he'd be up there with, with a Caterham or something, wouldn't he?
Like a hybrid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, really good. Yeah, it was a lovely break. And his link play with Daly for the Conan try, he's just scanning, he's looking, just shoots back left, puts it on the inside to Daly. There's obviously a bit of communication there before. Really slick. And just Conan hits a lovely angle. And I was actually surprised how fast Conan looked.
Yeah, me too. Mm. I think he was surprised how fast he was, actually. Mm. I didn't think he thought he was going to necessarily score that. He's one, you know, that...
Has a shout.
No, he's got a shout, boy, because, as I said in the last pod, everyone loves Faletau, and that's who they're going to pick, let's face it. But...
Don't know.
Conan is a slightly bigger unit. He's slightly harder to knock about when it gets tight and heavy. But then if you're putting Luke Cowan-Dickie in instead of... Like, if you got... Faletau does all the core stuff really, really well, but he's much more effective in the wider channels with a bit more space.
Yep.
Jamie George does everything a hooker needs to do brilliantly, and he's probably more effective, you know, in the sort of in a bit of space. Whereas Luke Cowan-Dickie is more effective in heavy traffic. Probably he prefers it in there, spends more time in there. So I wonder if you pick your Cowan-Dickie and Faletau, or you pick George and Conan. I wonder if the selection goes down. I probably don't even think about that, do they? They got enough to think about. But
we'll get to selection for next week now, because in a bit, not now, because first off, Adam Beer's performance, really good.
Yep.
Was a little bit, maybe not uncertain, but, you know, I didn't look at him in the Six Nations and think, you know, you're going to be going on a Lions tour. But his performance yesterday was really good. Like, his pass out wide off the left for the first try, I think Van der Merwe takes it down the right, or is it Josh Adams? And then he hits a really nice out-to-in angle. Doesn't sort of... Can actually identify there's enough people in that ruck, because a lot of forwards just plod to rucks. He doesn't. He holds his depth and hits a really nice angle off Ali Price, who I thought had a really good game. Yep. In terms of, like, creativity... He looks really sharp around the base of scrums. Just a little half breaks, getting his hands free, putting players on the front foot. And then his Beard's hog's hands to Johnny Hill. It's just really nice play for Van der, from Good work from Van der Merwe. Just put Johnny Hill in. You know, it's just nice play where players are keeping their width. You know, not all looking in, keeping their own space, filling the channels and stretching defences. So, all in all, it was a pretty decent performance from the Lions. Yes, it was easy and they're under pressure for a bit, but a couple of moments of brilliance. And, you know, they're always going to be too big, too strong. We knew that. Yep. Like they have been in the Cell Sea Sharks games, like they have been in the Sigma Lions. So, not too much, I don't think, you can take from that game. But selection, mate.
If we can't judge anyone, if they're playing against relatively weak opposition, yeah, then we can only judge that. Anyone that played on Wednesday. We can't judge anyone from any other game.
I get that as well. I just think you have to take it in comparison with who you're playing against. And I know you don't choose that, but you do have to an extent. But the biggest thing for me, which will dictate selection over Conan and Faletau, for instance, or Van der Merwe on the wing, over who's at nine, is who they play in the centres. Because if they play with... Biggie will start at 10. But if they play with Farrell at 12, then they're going to have to play a little bit of a wider game. They're not going to be so direct. They're not going to be so confrontational, gain line focused. They're going to try and play around the edges a little bit. And therefore, players like Faletau suit that more. But then, if you are playing with Farrell at 12, you need a massive ball carrier somewhere in that back line. And Henshaw's a good ball carrier if he's fit, but then Henshaw and Farrell haven't played together. Daly's looking pretty decent at 13 as well. But Van der Merwe, when he plays, it's like he's under 18 and the boys are sort of under 11s. He's so big.
What's he like for outright gas?
Yeah, he's fast, mate. He's really fast. I'm not just saying that. Okay. Watched him for Edinburgh loads. Maybe not as good under the high ball as an Adams, as a Watson, as a Williams. But I think if they do opt for a Farrell at 12, I think you need him off the back of a scrum, off the top of a line out, route one. He'll just get over that gain line. But what do you think, mate? Do you think they'll pick Farrell at 12, or do you think they'll go with Henshaw and probably Daly?
I feel like Henshaw was really quiet, surprisingly quiet in that game. I know he hasn't played. But if they weren't going to pick him, I think they probably wouldn't have taken him off. What's the point? If he's not going to play next week, why not put 80 minutes into him? So I expect he will play. I think Owen Farrell did look good a couple of games ago, but on Wednesday night, I didn't think he had a good game by his, you know, standards. And I do think that he's one of those players that everyone just relies on to play well. And he so often does when the big games come. But how many selections can you be given because of credit in the bank and before you actually have to really deliver a stonking goat performance to actually
game,
get the team.
It was really against South Africa, and before that, you know, I said on the pod, didn't I, that you've got to find a space for him. Dricko said it on a text, on a Twitter. He's got to find a space for him. So I know it wasn't his best performance against South Africa, but I still reckon.
Yeah, and bigger will play. I think I think Conor Murray will play, but I think Ali Price should play ahead of him. I do think there's a very strong chance Farrell will play 12, and oddly you can't massively argue against it because it's not like anyone else has been ripping it up. You'd say the guys that the guys Bundiaki's played a huge amount and has done perfectly well but hasn't ripped it up at all, really.
That didn't work against South Africa A with him at 12, and you saw him carrying a lot, and you know, he was just nailed. So I think they looked a little bit better when it went a little bit wider. They were trying to target 13 the winger, you know, with a little bit of extra depth. But when that first ball, say from Bigger, when he hits that long ball to a second ball receiver, because that's not a strike runner, you know, that there's is a sort of a two pass hit up, that receiver then has to be able to hold defenses and make the right option, and therefore that's where I like to see Farrell.
But if you're gonna And if you're going to play that wide game, then really it's all about Harris, Henshaw, or Daly at 13. Daly's played a lot of 13.
Yep.
I still reckon out of those three, at the Daly is just a stunning attacking player when he gets it right.
Mm.
I still think you'd pick Chris Harris.
They might do because they got the creation at 10 and 12. So then they look at defensively, you know, and he is probably the best defensive 13 they've got.
Mm. And Chris Harris played really well when he came off the bench. Some nice little link plays. I said that's the most interesting selection is the midfield. Wingers, they're spoilt for choice. Fullbacks, they're spoilt for choice.
I think the wingers, or the back three in general, are one of the strengths of the Lions. So if it's a strength, you want to get them with the ball in the right positions. And to do that, you know, you have to have a really good passing game and creation game on the inside. So that's my view anyway. But I've not coached or any standard or any level.
But we know more than they do. Mm. The front row, I think, actually, Rory, Wynne Jones has been everyone's first choice going into this tour, and since the tour started, really pretty much. My first choice has been Rory Sutherland, but I think he actually, for me, I won't get too technical now, but I'll try and keep it short, but I think he might have played his way out of the test squad this weekend, because just scrum time is obviously his first, a couple of errors around the field, but that's all right, that happens, you drop the odd ball, but I think he is more dynamic around the field than Wynne Jones, well, he is. But at scrum time a couple of times, I just saw him going up the outside. And by that, I mean, if you imagine, Tommy, you're a tight head and you're against me, you're against a loose head, and your head is kind of going in between my head, my inside shoulder and the hooker's inside shoulder, effectively.
Yeah.
And you want me, what you don't want me to do is get underneath your chest and try and lift you up and drive you in and squeeze your head with the hooker. You don't want us both sticking on you, because then you've basically got a two-on-one. What you want is the loose head to actually go put his head underneath your armpit and almost drive out towards your right hip. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah.
So he almost comes past you on the outside. And I saw Rory Sutherland do that a couple of times, and I thought that's not what you want to be doing. What you want to be doing is staying really tight to your hooker. And I won't say that Graham Rantree used to call it taking the SHIT, we don't swear on this pod, basically take the heat, stay in there, stay engaged. And the scrums that Wynne Jones put in, I hope he's still fit because he did look sore when he came off, the scrums he put in against South Africa A, which ended up with Onyekane collapsing, were because he just got in a good position and dug in and never tried to dodge him by going around the outside. Never, because it can look like, from the side, it looks like you're moving forward. Mm. What you're actually doing is moving past the tight head prop, along his outside, leaving your hooker on his own. That is what you're actually doing. It's accidental, but it is a cop-out. So it puts pressure on everyone else. So he did that a few times, and I think that might cost him his place, because Mako Vunipola will be in that matchday squad because he's on fire.
Yeah. And he allows... So
a bit dull, but yeah.
He's a really good carrier, Mako Vunipola. You can play sort of width off him.
Wasn't he good?
Phase plays off him. Yeah, really good.
I'll tell you what else. Cowan, you know,
Dickey going to start?
Cowan Dickey, I say, has to start. You could start him or Jamie George and you'd have no bother, because they're both... Ken Owens, we love the Sheriff, but for me, George and Cowan Dickey at the moment are on a different level. Jamie George looked brilliant off the bench. Brilliant.
He did.
The weekend. And Cowan Dickey was man of the match by a stretch.
It's his turnover ability as well. And there's a big difference from when we saw, say, Ken Owens tapping a going from 5 metres out to Luke Cowan Dickey. He's just a stronger carrier in that tight, but also turnover ability, massive, absolutely massive. I agree, he'll start. I think Itoje.
Alwyn Jones, I thought, was really good off the bench. Never mind his shoulder, he was just really good.
Yep.
Loads of nice plays, kept the ball alive, good defence, sturdy carries, lovely hands. I thought he looked great, and it doesn't feel like it would be plain wrong to stick him in at the test, because, hang on, it's straight back into
it. But also flat, it's a captain being able to make the right decisions under pressure as well. And you look at the Lions A game, and Connor Murray opted for tap and goes when they were two men down, and whether or not that came from Warren Gatland or whether that was his decision or not, you know, it was the wrong decision. They should have taken a scrum, you know, because they're two players down, a scrum half down, a back row down, there's going to be space. Somewhere on that field, there's going to be space. And, you know, they didn't score from those tap and goes. So for someone like Alan Wynne, you know, who's cool under pressure, who's used to it as well, because Conor Murray hasn't captained loads, has he? No. You know, he's not like Ireland's consistent captain. He would have captained, but I think when you've got Alan Wynne Jones, who's done it for so many years, who's so comfortable, knows what to do, I think that's probably a little bit of pressure off one of your most important positions as well at nine.
Yeah, and it might mean that he comes back to a bit of form, because he's looked, his tactical kicking game we know about, his game management is good, but he still has to remain a threat. And Faf de Klerk is proof that, pertinently, he is proof that you can do both. And he's operating on a level above at the moment. So I like Ali Price for nine, but I don't think he'll play. I've been 50-50 on who should play.
Six.
You know, if they play two open sides, Watson and Curry, I don't think they will.
No.
But I think you have to play Tadhg Byrne now. He's played so well that, for me, he starts at six, flat out starts.
Courtney Law's on the bench.
And yeah, Courtney probably comes onto the bench because he covers so many, back five. Mm. He covers 4, 5, 6, doesn't he? And I think he probably does that better than anyone else. So I reckon Marrow, Alan Wynne, Tadhg Byrne at six, Curry or Watson at seven. I say Curry. Mm. And at eight, they will pick Faletau. I think I'd probably go Jack Conan.
Well, it depends on how they want to play. And it depends who's at 12, my point. I think if they pick Barrett at 12, then I think Faletau will play.
And Warby said something interesting in comms, a good point. And he's like, you got to account for South Africa, but you've also, you know, you don't just pick a team to deal with South Africa. You said this is, you decide how you want to play and pick a team to impose.
Yeah, of course.
So you're exactly right. Like if you pick a banger at 12, if you pick Bundiaki at 12, who's not just a banger, but he's more of a banger than Farrell, you are not going to likely play effectively outside the box midfield, are you? You're just not.
No, not at all.
So I think, I think fullback's an interesting one. I think Stuart Hogg does beautiful things. Mm. He's quick, he beats people, but he beats people and then throws a bit of a loose pass. He drops it and you think there's the odd mistake in him, whereas Liam Williams,
there's a lot of kicking probably, they've got a field as well.
Well, because he's a scaffolder, you've got to rely on him to drop the poles and catch the poles, haven't you, and catch the brackets.
Yeah, of course.
You know, and he's been relied upon on a scaffolding site for years. That's probably why he's so good at rugby.
No health and safety. It's like building in the 1920s.
Do you know, interesting one for me, boy, is that almost everybody I've heard, which is almost everyone in the world, has said Anthony Watson, guaranteed starter.
Mm.
And you got, it's hard work getting in that back three, mate.
Yeah, really hard work. And I think Liam Williams will play. I think Van der Merwe will play. And then it's just a toss-up between Adams and Watson, I think.
Yeah.
And you're not disappointed with any of that, are you? You feel sorry, actually, for whoever doesn't get picked, because they probably deserve to.
If Josh Adams doesn't get picked, he'd have to be the most informed player ever to not be picked.
But then, you know, you'd still be happy with, say, Anthony Watson in or Van der Merwe in as well, wouldn't you?
Yep.
So it's really difficult. It's a good decision to have, but I think in most Lions tours, you know, you start to see a lot of combinations working. And I think we've seen the front five, really. I think we've seen what partnerships work. But I think certainly back three and centres, we're still a little bit unsure, because there's been so many chopping changes.
And there's
so many injuries and people being people, you know, having little soft tissue injuries, which means they're out for sort of a week, 10 days. So it's been a quite mix and match. Whereas you look at some of the great tours or some of the great teams, you know, you're always picking Gibbs and Gusket, aren't you?
Yeah, of course.
You know, it's...
Yeah, of course.
It's that you're always picking Shanklin and O'Driscoll, aren't you?
Of course you are.
Yeah.
But you look at the box team and their midfield is so important to what they do that it could be a bit of a worry that no one's quite sure what the Lions midfield's going to be.
No, yeah.
It's
difficult equally, to analyse a team when you're not sure as when you're not sure what's coming at you.
And you can't just... Yeah, exactly. Good point. You can't just base your selection around what the opposition do, but then you get a guy like... If France Malherbe, the tight head, if he plays, if he's fit, because he's a very, very big man when he's fit, and when he's not fit, he's very, 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 very big. So he'd be less effective because he'd be knackered and carrying a bit too much timber. So when he's in his best shape, he's massive. When he's not in his best shape, he's significantly more massive. So but you say so you do have to account for him, and you've got to hope he's blowing a little bit because he hasn't played much, if he plays. But there's, you know, it's like, well, we want to play the all-court game. But if you pick Mako against Mal Herber and Mal Herber is absolutely on it, there is a very strong chance you will regret that, like England did in the World Cup finals. There are some players, Damian Dialandi might be another one, is my point, where you just have to pick somebody to deal with them because they're so good.
Yeah, maybe. But then, that's fair? Yeah, to an extent. But I think you should more focus on yourself. And I remember England did that in 2015 in their Rugby World Cup. They picked Sam Burgess, didn't they, to try and deal with Jamie Roberts. And that didn't work, really.
You know, no, but also, I always think, yeah, it's a good point that, because I always think, also, people talk about 10v10, 8v8, and head-to-heads. These players hardly ever come together. And
never.
12 hardly ever runs into his opposite numbers. He's always aiming at the 10, or he's a decoy, 13, or he's aiming wider.
You tackle wingers and 15s because you're drifting, or you're pushing off. Or if you're blitzing, you know, because there's so much movement now in attack, you know, players aren't just running straight. You know, centres are running wide, players are coming underneath. So you just hit, you just hold your channel and hit as hard as you can.
Yeah.
Anyway, so interesting point. So pick a team. Whereas
a lot of these front five positions are 100%, especially in the front row.
Yeah.
You are guaranteed to be one on one with this guy. You're guaranteed it. So you have to pick, like Tadhg Furlong, you stick him in against anyone. Carl Sinclair, anyone.
Yeah.
But you, if Frans Malherbe's fit and firing, you've got to pick someone who can deal with him because he'll take your soul.
Mate, it's exciting, isn't it? It's huge.
It's brilliant, man. I can't wait. Brilliant.
There's still spaces at the locker room in Cardiff in the Arms Park.
Oh, are there?
Yeah.
Oh, Tommy, are there really?
Yeah, second test is really busy. But first test, I thought it would be a little bit busier, but maybe people are still a bit wary. But if you want to come down, get in touch. Still tables spare.
I'm genuinely excited, actually. That as I would say, as a whole, the tour, because of COVID, the tour has been significantly less engaging than it might have been because no crowds and some poor teams that the Lions have played against, let's just be honest. But South Africa A on Wednesday gave me the proper buzzies, and now I'm actually really looking forward to it. And my mate Dunks has got a new
car.
He's got, we both ordered a Kamado Joe at the same time, okay, and he's got one and I haven't. No, he's got a new Kamado Joe, so he's a mega chef. So he's doing a big lunch for us on Saturday, and then
who? You, Dunks, Rupert, Corky and Ginger.
Cosmo's coming. Oscar and Cosmo are coming. Felix, Hugo, they're all coming.
Ah, Blue's coming.
Yeah. So, no, it's Duncan from Blue.
Okay.
I didn't want to say it because I didn't want to show off, but Duncan from Blue, well, my mate.
Jay from Five was coming. I'd probably bin it and come around, but.
Yeah, but Duncan's got me a load of free teeth whitening gel. So, going around there, pick that up. But I think I'm supplying the meat. So.
Well done.
I'm thinking about taking an enormous slab of beef over.
I was gonna,
I'm very much looking forward to it.
I was going to do a little graphic and put our team up, but because we can't really decide on anything, there's a lot of ifs and buts, I won't bother.
Yeah.
So
we don't know.
We just get hammered anyway.
We don't know it. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's like,
yeah,
exactly, it's like Jim Hamilton put the team I think Warren will pick at the weekend. It's like, all right, mate, grow a pair.
Oh, Jim.
Exactly.
Oh, Jimmy.
Flats, I'm now, what is it? It's 20 past seven.
Yeah, time.
Little boy's gone to bed. I'm going to sit out now in the garden because I've just cleaned it. I've mowed the lawn. And I'm going to just enjoy. I've got a couple of beers from Purity.
Oh, yeah, I know, Tommy.
Yeah, and I'm going to enjoy a Lawless. A couple of cans of Lawless. It's their lager. Jimbo. I tried Jimbo, and I like that, but I'm a lager man. I'm still young, mate, so
I'm also
cherish
quite
it.
Old, but I'm a lager guy, but I am... I'm going to go against sponsorship, general sponsor and partnership protocols here and say I'm not going to have one tonight because I'm a bit hungover from the wedding, a bit dehydrated. But tomorrow night, I think I'm home alone.
Oh, all right, Macaulay Culkin. You know what that
means? Grilling, beers, probably one beer, maybe two old, if I go mad.
And the old Swedish DVD collection will
and,
come
yeah,
out the loft.
And the reality is I'm going to watch Australia, France, and then
it was so good.
Watch car videos.
Australia, France has just slipped through the net because the Lions has been on.
I know. Teddy Thomas, are you joking me? He's so good. He's
such a good series. Really enjoyed it. So there's been a bit of rugby on actually. Wales played Argentina. Argentina won.
Yeah.
But anyway, this is Raw. This is Lions. So
by the way, I've got an idea for a modernised. I'm not going to say it now, but I'm going to write a column.
on it.
Upstairs, downstairs, tomorrow. Quiz show hosted and devised by David Flatman. I don't get it. Oh, well, the contestants run upstairs. Grab a prize.
And come downstairs.
It is about a modernised, slightly sort of contemporised Lions tour. It's an idea for the next tour.
Okay.
And I think no one will listen to it, but I do think that it might work.
Can I hit you with something before we go?
Hit me.
Sky documentaries, really good. Mm. Terry Venables documentary, please watch it.
Okay.
Loved it.
Good or funny?
Both. Just really nice to know about the man. And he was a proper wheeler dealer, mate. He's like my mate Rhys Blumberg. You know, he's got his hand into everything.
Well, he's got an option.
He's got his hand into everything. He loves telling stories. He loves getting up and singing. Boys loved him. Really spoke highly of him. So watch it, mate. It's really good.
I chatted up my mum once.
Oh, yeah.
So did David Jason.
Which one did she pick?
She's married to
Graham, the hammer.
She picked the hammer.
Okay, mate.
Good luck, everyone. Well done, guys.
Well, I think we're going to do an Insta. I'm not sure when. An Insta live, so...
I don't, we'll sort just, it out, won't just, we?
Yeah, follow us on social and we'll let you know.
Yeah. Good luck, everyone.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.